Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It's Suzanne. We are, well, they also call me Suze. We're destined to get this nursing home problem to be under control. I'm your host for this evening, and our co-host is Frank Perino. He's going to be, you know, working with me closely outside of the show and also inside the show to actually get this done and have people pay attention to what's going on around them. Many times I've been told, oh, Suzanne, why don't you stay in the nursing home? It's easier for you. No, are you crazy? I just felt so against that, and I was right. I actually went to four different nursing homes myself, and then my family members were no longer, you know, available to get, you know, certain things happened with them, and they you know, get the care that they really need. So they went into a nursing home because there was no other option. I want people to realize that right now there's no other option, but there will be one day, and I guarantee that if you do everything right in life, you'll come out the winner, okay? And even if you're not the winner, at least you will feel like you've done something for people if you actually really worked hard on it, all right? So please, you know, take your time, and we're redoing our petition. I would tell you to sign our petition at change.org. But just give it a couple more days because we're redoing it with change.org. There's something wrong with it displaying. So we're going to take care of that, and then everybody can sign it as they will and share it with their Facebook friends and their Twitter friends and your, you know, everything. Share it on social media all over the place. Be a creator for the day and say, this is what we're doing for, you know, the day, and go with it. Every single time we have a nursing home show, we will honor people who are in nursing homes and either didn't make it or they made it and they're still in the nursing home and they want to get out. I, so far this year, am very proud that we got out two people, so we're getting there slowly. Sometimes they don't want to let go so easily. That's when we say, you know, all right, let's do this as a team effort, both Frank and I. Do it and get the person out. We have other members of Inner Sight, but they do a lot of low-key activities to help out, you know, and get things done. All right, so that's basically it. I'd like to see if our co-host is on, and we'll do a nice discussion this evening about how these nursing home owners are very greedy in a way, and also selfish. They're very self-centered, and it's extremely hard on people with disabilities as well as elderly people to get anything done with them. So I'm trying my hardest to, you know, I'm the one who wrote the petition with Frank, and we're going to see what we can do. All right, I'm going to take a look now at our board and see if anybody has joined us. Okay, and we're really going to have a good discussion tonight. I really feel it's going to work. All right, hang on. All right, here we go. I'm going to our studio, and we're going to actually take a look and see if anybody's there. Okay, it's just me for now. Let me do one actual advertisement, and we'll work from there.
ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two managers, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Okay. I have a question for people, and I want people to think about it, and then if they'd like to call in, it's 213-816-1650. And this is a question that's been plaguing me for a little bit. Why are nursing home owners so selfish? Well, aside from making tons of money aside from making tons of money, they, you know, can be extremely selfish, care about anybody but themselves. So that's one of the reasons, you know, why we really want to work on this and get them out of, you know, this particular position that they're in. Our co-host is here for the evening, and we are going to continue with the show. Hold on 1 second. Let me get him active. Good evening, Frank.
Inner sight, thank you. And I'd like to answer that question.
Go ahead.
If I may. Nursing home owners are selfish because they allow people to be abused
it's
in
true.
These places. When there's plenty of money changing hands that could give people better service.
That's right.
You know, and allow them in to be in their own home.
That's true.
So that's my, that's the main reason.
Well,
I believe
this show.
The owners are very selfish.
Yeah, I agree.
I had a daydream.
Oh, you really
about
did?
About a nursing home owner. Yeah.
Yeah?
I call it a daydream because I took a little nap. Sitting up in a chair and I fell asleep.
Oh, there you go.
So this daydream was very interesting. This guy was a nursing home owner, a young guy.
Mm-hmm.
And his girlfriend said to him, well, where are we going to go for dinner? And he said, I want you to see my business. I'm going to take you to so-and-so nursing home for dinner.
Ugh.
You know.
Oh, boy.
And he took her over there, you know, I don't know, you know, and his idea was to eat dinner over there. Now,
right.
Keep in mind that this guy had no idea, evidently, what dinner was like.
It was horrible.
In these places, you know.
And so, he owns it.
Yeah, so they're sitting... And they bring in the food, and the girlfriend is like looking at him like, what's this, you know? And he didn't know what to say to her. He was shocked in my dream because he never encountered this before. He never obviously had dinner at his own place.
Right.
So she said, this is horrible. This is not... good food. And she said, why do all these people smell like that, you know? And
what's the biggest thing?
And she went on and on. She said, what kind of a place is this? You own this place? You allow this to happen? And he's sitting there with his mouth open, you know? And she actually threatens to leave him if he doesn't straighten this mess up.
Wow.
And then
Then you woke up. Well, we sort
now,
of had a dream like that.
A sign from God or what?
That is a sign from God, I got to say that. That's ready to happen. That means it's ripe for the picking at this point because it's ready to happen.
I mean, I didn't make that up. That was a real dream.
Oh. Yeah,
that I, a daydream that I had.
Yeah.
Falling
you
want to
know what I had? I had a real life thing like that. We were with my dad in another nursing home other than the one that he was in. And we wanted to just be there, and the owner of the nursing home came, and it was Thanksgiving, and he offered all of us Thanksgiving turkey. I could not eat it. Chris and I said, don't worry, we're going to be on the way out and actually pick up something for Dad. And that's what we did. We had to pick up something for my dad because he wouldn't eat it. He was so disgusted by all the food there. He said, I can't eat this. My father
yeah,
the
food
had
the
Alzheimer's
places.
Yeah.
So there's
exactly.
evidence of selfishness right there.
Yeah, it was Thanksgiving, and that's the epitome of giving stuff away to people who are impoverished and everything. But this didn't happen like that. This was, they offered us to come and see how our loved ones were doing and spend some time for Thanksgiving. And then if you signed up for the, you know, the food, they would give you the food. Let me tell you, it was nasty, Frank. We all didn't eat it, even my father.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, world, that these places are taking in per person anywhere from 15 to 20 grand a month.
It's true.
You know,
I saw all the paperwork.
With the Medicaid and all that stuff that they get, you know.
And the pension,
And who knows if on top of that, mm-hmm. if they're raising money.
No, you don't know.
You know? I don't know. I don't know if they're allowed to raise money. Do fundraising.
Unless they're a nonprofit, I don't know. I doubt.
I don't know. But who knows what else goes on, you know.
Yeah, right.
So you wonder why we picked the title? Why are these owners so selfish? There it is.
That's the very reason, yeah.
There's a major reason why.
I could never get over how nasty it looked, smelt, and tasted, all of it. I mean, I'm not a great cook, but I'm 10,000 times better than that, you know?
Well, they don't care about how they do it or where they got it from, or, you know.
Exactly.
It could be days old or frozen and refrozen. Who knows? What?
It is frozen and refrozen. I know that because some of the meat was hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it, folks. You know,
the funniest part
turn,
of it is
turn
Dad
these nursing homes into accessible housing, and you'll be helping millions
of people.
In this
mm-hmm.
world. And if you saw our tweet, and by the way, anything, any response on that tweet? Can you
hold on,
you
let me
click
look.
It or
yeah, no,
you got
no.
any
it
response?
Was decent, so, but I don't know. We probably have a little bit of a response.
Well, let's see if anything.
The
tweet included an appeal to these politicians. Now, I heard earlier on CNBC, and it's the second night in a row that I've heard it on the headline,
mm-hmm.
that there's supposed to be another virus pending.
Oh, geez. That's what I said.
You know.
Ooh, you know what? We have some activity and some likes. People are happy that we did that. Okay.
Well,
turn nursing homes into accessible housing. And then I go on with our normal spiel that we say. It was just a simple tweet. You know, nursing home, and it got, let's see, 79 impressions, let's see, 13 engagements, let's see, detail expands, 8, and profile visits, 4. That's not bad at all for
just
a couple
hours. Wasn't that from yesterday?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I'm talking about the tweet you sent out tonight.
Yeah, let me get to that. Hold on.
That's yesterday's you're reading.
Probably. Let me look.
Yeah, that's not true.
Yeah, this might be yesterday's, but there's still a good amount on this one that I said, we thank all people who donated. Is that the one that you're talking about?
Yeah, that's yesterday. It's got nothing to do with the show tonight.
Today's. Okay. Yeah, we just said that the owners, you know, were selfish, and that was about it. We didn't go fancy on that one.
No, we didn't. The rest of the tweet was. You get the politician to declare an emergency, and get people into their own home. Didn't you send that tweet out?
You know what? Right now, I can't say yes or no until I look further. To be honest,
well, you
got to
look for it. See if you sent it out.
Yeah, I think
I gave it to you. You told me you were going to send it out.
I think I sent it out, but I got to look for it. It always does this. I don't know why it hides. In the main stream of things here. Hold on.
All right. Well, see if you can find it.
Yeah.
I will. I'm going to do a couple of commercials.
Maybe I can find it.
While you're looking for it. All right. Inner Sight brought to you by Roth & Ross law firm in New York City. And their phone number is 212-425-1020.
I have a quick question, Frank, when you're done.
A good friend of mine, Roth and Roth, husband and wife, law team, and David Roth, his mom passed away a couple of years ago in a very prominent hospital because she was blind. They neglected her. They didn't treat her right.
That's true.
So... we honor Eleanor, David's mom.
Aww.
And
God bless you.
And we remind you that if you need a negligence lawyer, Ross and Ross, 212-425-1020. All right.
Yep.
And let's see, what else we got? Want to remind, we got a public service announcement. Want to remind people to call the Suffolk County District Attorney over the death of Milton the guide dog back in July and demand more severe punishment for anyone involved in that killing.
That's
now,
terrible.
That number, the DA's name is Spencer Mendez, and the number is 631-853-4104. It's a 631 area code, 853-4104, Mendez, and express your outrage over the death of Milton and tell him to
big outrage.
Throw the book at Milton's killers.
Yeah, please.
Now, what do you want to ask me? Because you keep interrupting.
I'm sorry. That was something. You already said it, but I couldn't copy it down quick enough. It was the phone number to Ross and Ross, because I need something in regards to that. I'll tell you off air about why I need it.
Ross and Ross.
Mm-hmm.
212-425-1020.
425-1020.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And this is Inner Sight. This is our nursing home show that you're listening to.
Yes.
If you need dog food, cat food, call Nobody Starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. For your dog food and cat food.
Yeah.
And medical when Gary's able to do it. 631-484-3085. Hey, you want to stay in shape and have fun? Here's a good number to keep in mind. No, Third Eye Insight is the name of the group. Devin Fernandez is the instructor. Third Eye Insight. 631-445-3464 is the phone number. 445-3464 on the Third Eye Insight. And tomorrow night we will have Tom Cooper will be on with us, Michelle's husband, and we'll get an update on what's happening with the investigation into Milton's death. And that's tomorrow night. So Tom and Michelle, the owners of Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, 124 South Country Road. Head out that way and you get some great food over there.
Oh, nice.
Let's see, phone number. 631-286-0444. Again, 631-286-0444. And the when you go over there, you undoubtedly see pictures of Milton and a painting that somebody painted on one of the walls at Shelby's Kitchen.
That's amazing. The outrage.
I'm
sorry.
What?
No, I said that's crazy. The outrage is fueling, and yet nobody's doing anything. It seems as if it's just stagnating a little, you know?
Yeah, well, the school now is people are trying to say that Milton was just a pet dog.
That's crazy.
I mean,
she's blind. It's
what kind
no
of crap
dog.
Is that? He
that
was a guide
that.
Dog.
That's right.
You know, but that shows you when you have no law.
That's right.
That we've been saying
that.
For years and years and trying to get the politicians.
To agree.
You know, and here's a great tragedy. We're working on a day for Milton, so
I think that's the best thing. That
we're
gonna
get
the
point across. one way or another. Let me give Mendez's number again, the district attorney, Suffolk County, 631-853-4104.
Wow.
Mendez. And tell him to throw the book at Milton's killers.
Please, I'm going to be
all right, Inner Sight, our nursing home program. And did you find that tweet?
I'm looking for it. I don't have it as of yet. I'm having difficulty finding it. So what's next?
Well, we got to find that tweet. I want to know if anybody responded to it.
Yeah, I'm looking for it on the webpage that we have. Sometimes it doesn't save for whatever reason. I don't know why. I got to speak to the people tomorrow about it.
Oh, you found the other one. You found yesterday.
Yeah, no,
how come
that.
You can't find today's?
Because it wasn't, I don't think that I had trouble saving it, and it just, you know, I thought it had saved, but obviously it didn't maybe. I don't know. I'm guessing. Maybe I'll find it. I'm hoping that I will.
What are you telling me? You
didn't
send it?
Frank, you listening a bit? Listen, the thing was giving me trouble saving the
but did you send
itself.
It?
I'm telling you, no.
Oh.
How could I send it? When you don't send, you have a save button.
You
and
have
then you
to
could
be very
it.
Careful with these things and check them and recheck them and make sure they go out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's important, man.
Oh, I know it is.
Anyway.
I was really upset when I didn't see it there. That's what I'm thinking it might be a problem with. If not, we'll see if it's somewhere.
No, there's something you did. There was no problem. It went yesterday. It should go today.
Okay, probably.
All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody out there who would like to call in and comment on the title of this show, why these nursing home owners are so damn selfish, feel
definitely
free.
Nice.
Anybody on the line?
Not that I see, but let me take one more look. Okay. No, just us.
All right. We who are disabled are trying to do something not only to help ourselves, but to help everyone.
That's right.
Everyone who faces, and that could be anyone, because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow anyway. Anyone faces a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Can wind up in a nursing home, young or old. You know, you go to a rehab place, God forbid you're seriously injured.
Yeah.
And for some reason they don't want to send you home, or you lose your home. Where do you think they're going to send you?
A nursing home.
There it is.
That's guarantee. Yeah, they're still
so
there.
It's for everybody.
That's why. It is, yeah.
That we're out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just for the older person or the obvious person who can wind up in a nursing home. Because it can happen to anyone.
Rich or poor, it doesn't matter. It happens
it doesn't
to everybody.
Matter.
No, it doesn't at that point. It comes everybody can
even,
go on to that.
You know, if you have money and you're mentally incapacitated,
yeah,
and the state doesn't want to service you, they'll go to court and try to get your money and stick you in a damn nursing home.
That's true.
It happens
I've seen
every
it
day
happen
of the
many,
week.
Exactly. I was just about to say that. Seen it happen too many times. Yep.
So it's the people's advantage to do something about it. And we do apologize that our petition hasn't been accessible. We got to straighten that out.
That's tomorrow morning.
Remember, we work on a shoestring here. We're not a big wealthy organization.
No, we're not.
We don't have the people that can just go in there and straighten everything out.
Mm-hmm.
But we're determined to do it nevertheless.
That's right.
So we
I
need,
don't know how they
need...
could think. I'm sorry, continue.
What?
I said, I don't know how they could think Milton is a pet. he has a guidebook.
Wait a minute, you're changing
the
subject. I'm talking about nursing homes, and you're changing.
Okay.
You're jumping into something else here.
Sorry, it's part of my disability.
Yeah, so people need to step up and volunteer to help Inner Sight, because there isn't any other group that I know of that is promoting this idea to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. You see, we're helping two groups of people here. People in the nursing home, people who are threatened with nursing homes, and those who need housing. And you hear it every day. People cannot get housing. They're waiting. There are many of them in shelters where they face dangerous situations while all this money is being spent on the nursing homes. And the government is not protecting us.
That's true.
They're not protecting us. They're not mandating the agencies to step up and help protect us. You know, give them a free hand to fundraise and to say, hey, we raised $10,000, you know, whatever percentage they would get, the rest would go to help people who can't pay their rent or whatever. The whole system is geared on, you know, the bottom line is if you can't handle things, you can't do things, there's always a nursing home.
Yeah.
What it should be, see, what needs to happen here, we have to get people, the system, we have to get the system reversed. In other words, the same way that they're driving people into nursing homes and that it's lawful, that has to be reversed, and it has to be made unlawful to put someone in a nursing home and lawful to keep them in their own home and protect. That way, people would be protected. In other words, the money would be used in the opposite way that it's being used now. The reverse. That's what needs to happen.
Definitely.
And that's going to take a lot to change.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about the nursing home owners. I wish we could find one owner
who
would say, hey, you know, it's a great idea. I don't want to see these people abused. I don't believe in this kind of thing anymore. I think it's great. Let's turn it into accessible housing.
Exactly.
You know, and the guy, the owner could still make money on it. We're not opposed to that.
No.
So that's another thing that we need. If you could find one owner who would start this.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It would catch on, because it would certainly make a nice news story.
Yes, it would.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. I feel horrible that you lost that tweet. I worked hard on that tweet.
I'm going to look for it when I get off air.
Should look for it now.
Well, I'm on the show.
See if you can find it now.
Okay.
I mean, check the line. Anybody on the line?
Hold on, let me check.
Check the line and see if you can find that tweet.
Oh, come on, studio.
All right, Inner Sight. Don't forget, Friday night is our Follies. And we're going to tell you about the drunken dog Friday night.
The drunken dog.
All right. And tomorrow night we'll have Milton's dad, Tom, on the show. And we will give you whatever new information there is. All right. Let me let's see. Monday night is Mad or Glad here on Inner Sight. That's, you know, you call in, you talk about what you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday night is open mic. This is Wednesday, which is the nursing home show.
All right. I have this. I found it. I have this. It's tonight at 5 o'clock that we finished it. Inner Sight Freedom. Why are the nursing home owners so selfish? Politicians must declare an emergency to put residents in the own homes, and in case of a new virus, and in it turn nursing homes into accessible housing, and turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Sorry.
Politicians must declare an emergency. Yeah.
Right. Okay, that's the one.
That's what we said. Now, what did you do with that?
It's still saved over here, but when I posted it, it didn't go. I'm thanking myself that I actually saved it in an area that I could probably find
it. You didn't tweet it?
No, I did, but I was having trouble with tweeting for that moment.
Yeah, but
I saved it.
Did it go out or not?
I'm not sure. I have to look, but I know it's
here. Well, can you tweet
it
now?
Yeah, I am.
Tweet it right now.
I'm a step ahead of you. I'm doing it right now.
Better than nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's true. They should. If there's another virus in the wings coming, you know, the big question becomes, are the politicians going to repeat what they did on the bum Governor Cuomo?
They do that, I swear there'll be a big protest.
Are they going to allow that to happen again?
I hope not.
You know? Have they learned anything from that?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't know. It remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because people are a lot safer and healthier in their own home, where you don't have the multiple germs and bacteria and the chance of a virus being spread like you do in a nursing home.
Yeah.
So were you able to tweet that?
I'm doing it right now.
All right. And we urge these politicians to protect the residents of nursing home by getting them out of there, and you know, get them in their own home. And we know, you hear it all the time, that these politicians have emergency power to do these things.
Yes,
you know,
they do.
Governor, the president, the mayor.
Yeah, right.
They all have it.
Yes, they do, for the most part.
But when it comes to the disabled, they don't do it.
Nope, they don't.
So here again, Inner Sight issues a warning. That this should be done.
I
to protect
it. It's done.
Oh, all right. You sent it out?
Yeah, I did.
All right, so I don't know. We got, about a half hour left on the show?
Yeah. Approximately, yeah.
Have to see if
anybody picks
we get
up.
Any response. 833 New York, Inner Sight. And you can dial up 213-816-1650 if you're in a nursing home. If you're afraid of going to a nursing home or any connection thereof, you know.
Yeah.
Feel free to call.
And
tell us what's going on. And we always think of the people who are trying to keep loved ones or friends out of a nursing home.
That's right.
That's a hard job, you know.
Yeah, very much a hard job.
Because you got to provide some kind of help for the person. You got to watch them. You got to stay with them. in most cases. It's not easy. It takes a lot of resources.
Yes, it does.
It takes a lot of money. And there isn't one agency you can call to say, hey, I need a couple of thousand dollars to pay for my friend's AIDS for the next month or whatever.
Yeah.
They're not
going to
help you.
No, they're not.
Who's going to help you with that? We're the only ones, and we don't have the money.
That's right, which we did. If we had money, oh boy, that would be a big, big undertaking, and we would definitely make sure things were taken care of a bit more in terms of advertising and promotion as well.
So help Inner Sight to get there, because someday you're going to need that help.
That's true.
It's guaranteed. If you live long enough and you're not super wealthy and you can't set up your own situation at home where you can pay for your AIDS for, 10 or 20 years, you're going to wind up in a nursing home.
Yes, you will. Unless we get rid of them.
Unless what?
Unless we get rid of them and ban them.
Oh, get rid of them, turn them into housing, yeah.
That's right.
Turn them into something productive and useful that
I think
people need.
The owners, yeah, that's true. I think the owners were, trying to test if it was such a good idea during COVID period. I don't know. I have a feeling about that. They weren't going to do it, I have two impressions, two engagements, and two detail expands. That's interesting. We just put it up. Imagine.
Yeah,
I
leave
hope
it
beats
up there.
The other one. I'm going to leave it up there, yeah.
Well, you see, another thing why the owners are selfish, I'm going to tell you why. Because during that whole virus thing where the governor was speaking and calling news conferences and ignored our pleas, during that whole thing, you never heard from one nursing home owner.
Nope.
Who signaled the governor to say, look, governor, we don't like what's going on.
Right.
We want you to pass an emergency thing and open up all apartments and get as many people out as you can. Not one of them gave a damn or did that.
Never did that.
I never heard of one.
Me neither. And my family member was in the nursing home. That's the sad part.
So there's the reason why we say they're selfish.
Yeah.
There's a big, big reason why.
That's right.
They didn't do a damn thing. When Cuomo was up there giving a bunch of bull.
Yeah, it was a line of bull.
Well, there's only one place that I know of that has any chance of pulling this off, and that's us.
That's correct.
Because nobody else is allowed to do it.
Or nobody else wants to do it. You see, it's really sad that people sometimes throw their family members straight into a nursing home so they don't have to take care of them. And to me, if I had a choice, I'd be taking my family out of the nursing home. Like my mom, she was put in by Adult Protective Services. I did. Nobody else protected my mom. The Adult Protective Services should have mind their own business and stay out of my business with my mom and dad. Craziness. Real crazy.
No, once she was in a nursing home,
that was
you or anybody else were very limited in protecting her.
Right, exactly. Finally, when I took her out of that nursing home and put her in another nursing home closer to me, I needed to test and see if she was going to, attempt to walk away. She didn't. But then then COVID hit, and I was like, oh, God, how am I going to get her out of the nursing home? And I couldn't in time. There was no way. I had no accessible housing for her. I needed accessible housing.
Protective Services didn't signal the governor either and say, hey.
No, they didn't.
You know, we think you ought to get these people out of these nursing homes and put them in their own home.
You're in contempt of court orders. Mm-hmm. They should be held liable to that, the nursing home owners. See,
yeah, nobody sought a court order against Cuomo.
No, I wish I did.
I don't know of anyone.
Nope.
Unless
you
they
need
did,
money
and
too.
They, if they did, they lost.
That's right, terribly.
Yeah,
you're right. I couldn't even do it.
Later on, after the whole thing calmed down, people took
right.
him to court. But not during.
No. Or they tried.
I don't think anybody took him to court during. So there you have it. See, these
mm-hmm.
politicians don't regard us. They don't listen to us.
Right.
You know, they don't believe that our
why.
Lives are worthy enough.
There you go. That's an important thing right there. Our lives are worthy enough to have their help. That's what it boils down to, if you really want to see it, plain and simple. Our lives don't matter. They don't. If they mattered, then everything would be taken care of and nobody would have this nursing home crisis right now as we speak.
Well, what it comes down to, we don't need nursing homes. Well, we do need housing.
No, we don't. Yes, we do. Badly.
You know,
people are living
a person
in...
can live their life a lot better and safer without a nursing home. You know?
That's right.
But
you know how you
they cannot live their life safe and without being exposed to harm if they don't have proper housing.
That's right.
So there's an analogy right there.
Yeah.
That alone should make enough sense for a politician to declare an emergency.
Yeah.
And start getting people out of these places before a new virus comes in.
Comes. Yep.
Now remember this show, world.
Yes, remember.
Because in 6 months,
it's going to change again.
We may be in the midst of a new mm-hmm. virus.
That's
who knows?
Right there. You don't know.
Why take a chance? Look what happened
before. Here's the thing, that question that keeps coming up in my mind. Maybe you can answer it, Frank. Basically, why were they, you know, not quick enough to see that this had to be planned out? Everything had to be planned out, and they weren't, you know, amiable to, you know, preparing for something that was so devastating for a lot of people. They should have prepared for whatever it is if they knew about the viruses.
They send people to nursing homes to die.
To die. I know that.
So the virus helped them accomplish that.
That's right, and that's sad.
See?
Very sad.
That's the whole thing behind it.
Yeah.
You know? That's the whole thing that needs to be changed.
Yes, it's true.
The law should be that a person is allowed to die in their own home.
That's right.
If that's what they want.
Yeah. If they so choose to.
And the law should support that.
Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me a question and said, what happens if you get a person who wants to live in the nursing home and doesn't want to leave? I was like, I don't know who would. Gave him that. And, you know, that's really... a step beyond what I can handle in terms of that, you know?
Yeah, but the answer to that is they couldn't live in a nursing home if it's not there.
That's right. That's right.
There's the answer.
That is the answer, yeah.
That's why we got to get rid of them.
Yeah.
So that can't happen.
That's right.
You know? Once you mm-hmm. get rid of them, that cannot happen anymore.
That's right.
That's the whole
Terrible.
Point of it. Yeah, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And our tweet is out there if you're on Twitter.
Right, take a look at it.
Give us a call if you see it.
Yeah.
And tell us what you think.
Sorry.
What's that noise?
That's my husband and his mom.
Somebody yelling in the background.
There's a mouse in the house.
There's a what?
Mouse in the house. We get field mice a lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight, maybe the little mouse
will wander right back out.
Be an angel, who knows?
Right, and nobody should hurt it. But, yeah, there's one mouse and then a bigger mouse than the other. Maybe the other one's pregnant, who knows? I'm not afraid of mice. There are people who are really petrified of mice, like my mother-in-law.
Well, of course, if you have a cat, you'll never have any.
Well, I wish I could.
Mouse will stay away.
Yeah.
Tell her to get a cat.
But if you had dogs, too. Yeah, we could get a cat, but she's allergic, too, like me. We'll get it when we need it.
All right, how are we doing with that tweet?
I'm taking a look right now, actually.
You found it? Oh, you?
Yeah, I found it back again.
Put it out there?
Yep. Okay, hang on. And here it comes. It's populating. All right. Inner Sight Freedom. Why are nursing home owners... Well, let me just go to the basic here. Hold on. Let me see how many people clicked on it. Oh, we got more. 7 impressions, 3 engagements, 3 detailers expands. It seems like somebody is keeping an eye on this. See how quickly we can fill this up.
Oh, sure. Sure, because people don't want to be trapped in a damn nursing home. Nobody does. Nobody
and
does.
And if they do, they're really sick in their mind, I've got to tell you that.
Especially if you have people listening to this show who are more eligible than others.
Yeah, I
know. And how many people listening to this show are trying to get on the nursing home diversion program?
Right.
And are being scrutinized and waiting and all the paperwork and red tape and which is a bunch of bull.
That's
you know,
right.
And a waste of money.
That's true too.
So there's got to be millions of people out there like that. You know, I got a call today from I got an email today from a public relations. A firm in Ohio telling me about a law partner in Ohio. They do Social Security law, and I told them I would only do the show if they will address, is it legal for the nursing home to take a person's Social Security check? You know, and what can be done about that? That's the show I want to do. I'm tired of hearing all this, you know, disability claims and all that. I mean, you know,
or trust.
Big deal. I want to know about these damn nursing homes. And I told this woman, I said, if it's illegal, we want to do something about it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they'll call me back or, you know, if they will address this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But they did contact me.
Yeah, that's interesting.
They heard about Inner Sight and they contacted us.
Wow.
You know, because our program gets around.
Yeah, it does. Even people in the politics arena into the political arena are getting, you know, actually things from us, too. Ideas.
Yeah, a lot of people tune us in more than we know.
That's right.
Happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, television. Let's see. Tonight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997, we're still on a rerun. They haven't opened up the new studio yet, so you can't get them on the internet right now. It's only on the Manhattan Cable, 1997, 11 tonight, and the new studio is almost ready to be open. They sent me an email.
Where is it? In the same area?
38th Street, West 38, I think it is.
Oh, okay.
So and,
you have to go into the city for that one?
If you want to be on Manhattan Cable, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You have
it's
to
up
go
to you.
we're on Altice, 9:30 tomorrow night on a rerun.
Are they going to have Altice ready?
That's 9:30 tomorrow night. What?
Is Altice going to be ready?
I don't know. They said they were waiting for some new equipment. I'm going to put in a call for them and see
what's going on there.
You know, everything is crazy delayed these days because
yeah, I know.
Everybody wants
I'm
to work
I'm glad
from
they're
home.
Giving us a new studio. It would be nice, and then a little learning curve on the instruments. Maybe we have to go for a new certification, but that's about it.
Well, I still want to. I want to do the show out here. And send it in, unless we can get a...
What?
Because to do it at 11 o'clock Wednesday night, it's not going to
work. It's going to be hard. No, it ain't. We need an earlier
we'd
time.
We'd have to get an earlier time.
And get out by 8:30. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that when they complete the studio and... See how we're going to go.
Definitely.
All right, in a site, 213-816-1650 on our nursing home program.
Mm-hmm.
And our hearts go out to all the people who are going to have to spend Christmas
in a nursing home. Yeah.
You know, and the new year.
I'd like
and
to
of
mention...
Course, beyond. What?
Yeah, it does. I'd like to mention, if any time you need help about a nursing home and we're doing another show, just call in and we'll help you out. This is very, you know, it's a very important thing to myself and Frank to, you know, be involved in this project, and we're really proud of a lot of people who have actually stepped up and are helping. You know?
Yeah, you can reach us on the Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. We have another number, if you want to make note
right.
of it, 631-487-2038.
Okay.
Right. And if you'd like to volunteer to help turn nursing homes into accessible housing, we'd be happy to talk to you about that.
Right.
And further the cause.
Yep.
Yeah.
I believe also we have to contact, what's her name? God, my brain went. Oh, Angela at Able to change the ad. The ad still has my phone number in it.
Oh, you got to call her and tell her. Take it out.
Yeah, I got to tell her. Yep. I'll do that tomorrow quick, and then I'll say, oh, please, you know, change it. You know, it was my mistake that I put it in, but, you know, we want to keep it to one number, you know, closer to, you know, the Inner Sight number. And then you'll call me and do it that way.
Well, I'd like to see my daydream come true.
Me too.
You know, where the owner takes the girlfriend to the nursing home for dinner, and she's so outraged, and
she wants to leave.
You know, how could you let all this happen? You know, and
right.
you know, and probably thinking that this is the guy I'm going to marry.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And, you know, and finally the guy realizes it, and he does something about it. We need Ona.
Yes, we do.
We have to find that person.
That's right. Who's willing
who
to
wants
do it.
To do something dramatic. You can still make money. You may make less money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who knows?
Definitely.
But you'll still make money with
yeah,
accessible housing. And you'll be doing a lot to help not only the people who get out of the nursing home, but all people who
yeah.
won't have to go in.
That's right.
You'll be helping this country.
Yes, yeah,
because it'll be the start of
billion.
It'll be the start of not spending all that money
right.
on these nursing homes. There's more money to help people.
Right.
So somebody out there
mm-hmm.
who has a change of heart, a good heart, wants to do it.
Yeah.
Contact Inner Sight.
Definitely.
And let's start it. Let's put it into motion and start to do it. Got to start someplace.
Yeah, right. Really, you do.
All right. We'll be with you tomorrow night on our show on Milton.
Mm-hmm.
The guide dog. And give you the facts on that and how outrageous it is.
Oh, yeah,
in this
definitely.
Day and age that a person could kill a guide dog and get off scot-free. Unbelievable. Inner Sight. All right. You got a prompt over there? What do you got? 1 minute? 2 minutes?
Yeah, something like that. 2 minutes.
Check the tweet one more time before we go off the air.
Yeah, hang on. I just was going to text the board.
Here we go.
Okay, hang on.
We sent that tweet out.
Yes, we did.
A little late, but we got it out.
We sent it. Yeah, we did. Okay, hang on. Here it comes. Okay, 12 impressions, 4 engagements, 4 detail expands. So 12.
Oh, it's going,
wow.
It's going up.
Yeah, it is. That's good. Thank
all
you,
right.
everybody. Thank you. And when
so
you're there,
leave it out
try
there.
Buying it. Yeah, I am.
You never know
seconds.
Who's going to see it. 90
seconds,
what?
Too. 90 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So go ahead.
We'll be with you tomorrow night. I'm going to call it a night. Thank you. Goodbye, world.
All right. Good night. Goodbye, world. And thank you for joining us here at Inner Sight. If you need to have more information about the Inner Sight programs, please give us a call at 631-224-3090. And thank you, Inner Sight. Have a good night.